When the stunt succeeds, Carnegie gets more requests for his steel than he can possibly handle. And his biggest customer is an industry he knows well. The railroads are looking to replace their bridges and rails with steel. But Carnegie can't produce enough of the new material to fill all the orders. He needs to increase his capacity. And to do that, he needs to raise additional funds. So he turns to his old mentor, Tom Scott. With his help, Carnegie raises over $21 million in today's money. And with it, he builds his first steel plant.
He sees the future, and he is willing to invest where few other American entrepreneurs are willing to invest. In these gigantic new plants.
Sprawled over 100 acres just outside of Pittsburgh, Carnegie's steel mill is the largest in the nation, capable of rolling out 225 tons of steel a day.
You have to believe, if you're Carnegie, that you're gonna have multiple years of growth where steel is important. The faith and optimism that someone like Carnegie had is just off the charts versus what we see now.
With the new plant, Carnegie can supply as much steel as the country needs and make himself a fortune.